exactly of dentistry. Let's take a second to put on the air of the audiovisual journal.
Hello, everyone. So I'll be fast too. I'm from the Faculty of Dentistry, and I'm very interested in osteoclasts. So I'll tell you a little bit about who they are and what they eat. It's an automatic. So if you look here, you see the normal bone and osteoporotic bone. Something with the settings. So the normal bone and osteoporotic. Oh. It's okay, I can be talking about this. So I can talk anyway. So a lot of time you have perception that bones are something very stable, because this is what we find from prehistoric animals, which are long dead, but bones are still here. So why would bones be, like, why would they change? But if you look here, this is what we see. On your left is normal bone, and on the right is osteoporotic bone, and you see dramatic difference in the structure of the bone. So how did this happen? And this happened because there are specific cells. They're called osteoclasts. And here's a picture of an osteoclast. It's purple because we stained it for the marker osteoclast, tartrate-resistant acid phosphatase. And below the cell, you can see the path, the resorption path that it's made. So this osteoclast, it's actually the relative of macrophage, and its main function is the bone, is to eat in the body, is to eat the bone away. You would ask, you know, why would we have such cells? Well, they are important in physiology. For example, during tooth eruption, these are the cells that clear the path for the tooth to get out of the bone. But for sure, if you would only have those cells, you know, we'll only have bone destruction, nothing good would happen. So there are counterparts of these cells, osteoblasts. These are cells that synthesize bone matrix. And here you see them in culture, and then black is actual mineral that is produced by these cells in culture. And in addition, there's the third type of cells are osteocytes. And osteocytes are the signaling cell that are sitting within the bone and telling the bone, telling the other cells of what happens, what kind of mechanical forces are being experienced by the bone, and how the bone structure and the mound should be adjusted to this level of mechanical activity. So main things in the lab are to understand physiological regulation of osteoclast formation, migration of the cells, activity and interaction with osteoblasts. We specifically apply this to studies of metastasis of cancer cells to bone. We also are very interested in mechanosensitivity of bone cells because bone tissue is so responsive to the levels of mechanical loading. And we, one of the approaches we're using mathematical modeling of interactions between bone cells. And this is just a teaser, a trailer. That's called. So these are the studies of migration. And what you see here is a single osteoclast, and here we give some chemical that osteoclast really likes. And what you see is how it runs towards this chemical. And the smaller cells are neutrophils, and you see how they're like flies around. So osteoclasts are cells that eat bone.